Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. My name is Kim. I'm calling from NBT Bank on behalf of a customer. They have some charges on their debit card that they're unsure of. We were wondering if you could give us some information.
Certainly. May I have the customer's zip code so I can pull up that account, please?
Yes. The zip code is 13424.
And what's the name on that account, please, ma'am?
Donna Gauthier. The last name is spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R.
I see it right here. And can you verify that shipping address for security purposes on that account?
I have 311 Miller Street, Oriskany, New York.
Okay. It looks like Ms. Gauthier responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson's 11. Oh, it says Wolf. I don't know what that is, but it's some type of free gift. excuse me. She more than likely was informed that she had already won it or could get it for just the cost of shipping. And when she put in her information, they charged her $59.89 and enrolled her in a mobile food app they call Bites Hub. It's just an app that encourages healthy eating, gives you tips on how to cut calories, things like that. But
okay.
It's a prerequisite. You have to be involved with Bite Hub in order to be in the sweepstakes to win that Wolf. It says Wolf Zia. I mean, that might have been a TV. This is a new prize. I'm not sure what that is yet. But at any rate, they did charge her $59.89, and that was done on the 16th. I am able to cancel that account out, so there'll be no recurring charges and refund her that $59.89 if she's willing to drop the dispute.
Okay.
All right, just a moment. Okay. It looks like that card has been charged. It won't let me refund it back.
Yes, the card was turned off when she alerted us. She thought it was fraud.
Okay. Can it be, I mean, y'all just transfer it to the new card that you guys assigned?
I'm not sure. I know that refunds have posted to cards that are closed.
Right. I've never seen this come up, though. Let me see if it'll let me void it back, which I doubt because it's been 2 weeks. But I've never seen it say pick up card when I tried to refund.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's something that you have to override because it having the card off should only really block debit.
Exactly. Hang on just a moment. Let me get
sure.
A supervisor just to double check before I send it to corporate. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, yes, she said I can go ahead and send it through. I'm going to send it and have corporate do it. And she should have that money back in 3 to 5 business days. Hang on just a second. And I'll give you her cancellation number so you can pass that along to her if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. And I am refunding the $59.89 back to her old card, which in turn will be transferred to the whatever new card you guys assign her. Okay, give me just 1 second, please, to make this up. I have to send it to court because it won't let me do it because the card has been blocked, I guess. But they can do it. They can override it, like you said. So refund $59.89. And the previous card was Visa card ending 0141.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, I have cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Yep, I've got a pen ready.
Yes, ma'am. That cancellation number is going to be C as in cat. Then the letters 920. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. 733. I'm sorry. 920-733.
C920-733.
Then 657.
657.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you happen to have the... is there a website for this Bites Hub?
I have to pull it up. Give me just a minute. Let me finish canceling out her account.
Okay.
And it comes to you via like an email, or sometimes it comes like a pop-up when they say when they're playing on the games or whatever. But they do have a site. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, the customer website is Grab, G-R-A-B,
mm-hmm.
BitesHub.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And is there an email address associated with the order?
Sure. It's dinoriska@aol.com. That's her email address.
Okay, perfect. That does match what we have on file. Was there also a phone number by chance?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Phone number is going to be 315-736-0743.
Okay, great. That also matches what we have on file. Will there be any sort of cancellation sent to her email, or should I
only
just give her
only the, yeah, you give her the cancellation number. Once they apply that refund, she will receive a refund confirmation email, and that's going to that dinoriska@aol.com. Once they process it, she'll receive that email within the 24 to 48 hours of being canceled.
Okay,
I mean, of them processing the refund. I'm sorry.
Thanks for all your help today, Vicki.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your holiday weekend and stay safe.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.